With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Firefighters on two of the biggest wildfires in western Montana report getting some benefit from wet weather in the last 24 hours. Stephanie Spencer is a spokesperson for the 1,335-acre Horsefly Fire, 13 miles east of Lincoln.
It's not very active today because of the high humidities and the cooler temperatures and the little bit of rain that we've been getting, so it has slowed it down quite a bit.
But, she says,
it hasn't been a whole lot of moisture, and it's important to remember that water alone will not put out the fire.
On the 429-acre Bees Cove fire, northeast of Missoula, crews still have their work cut out for them. Team spokesman Chris Ziegler says the fire area is being hit with weather patterns of varying assistance.
So we are in somewhat of a undulating cycle of moisture and then warming and drying. So the fire is definitely still there. No expectation whatsoever this will put the fire out, but it will probably just slow it down quite a bit until we see what the weather has in the next week or so.
Rain this week is expected to culminate in Saturday thunderstorms. Next week is expected to become dry again, however. Ziegler says that follows last week's pattern, where weekend moisture lay down the Bees Cove fire, then hot temperatures reemerged. In the meantime, crews will watch for gusty winds over the weekend. More wet weather is forecast for this weekend, especially tomorrow. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch stretching from the northwest corner of Montana to Great Falls and back to Butte, all of the Bitterroot Valley and Missoula. That flash flood watch is for tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.